Volunteers are growing moss for Pete's sake. Calderdale Council's countryside volunteers have been supporting moorland restoration and carbon capture by studying various methods of growing sphagnum moss as part of the Growing Resilience Project. Sphagnum moss, which used to carpet the ground on local moors, is an important plant in natural flood management and carbon capture. It restores degraded moorland, soaks up carbon, retains water, prevents the decay of dead plant material, and eventually forms peat. Calderdale Council is taking part in a 4-year project funded through the National Lottery Climate Action Fund to look at ways of growing the moss. Volunteers and the local community are helping to trial different options in a nursery setting before the moss is planted in suitable sites around Calderdale to restore damaged moorland that currently emits carbon. Around 150 trays of different species of sphagnum are currently being grown in the nursery at Manor Heath Park, using a variety of different mediums, including growing them in wood chip, peat-free, ericaceous compost and wool waste. The moss has been gathered with the kind permission of Yorkshire Wildlife Trust and Natural England from Broadheath Clough in Myddelmroyd and from RSPB Dovestones at Greenfield in Greater Manchester. Now, the next steps for the project involve promoting the work at local events, to recruit more volunteers and engaging with landowners who may have land suitable to support the project's work. The project is also being expanded with an additional base planned in the Lower Calder Valley at Cromwell Bottom Nature Reserve near Brighouse. Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Resilience, Councillor Scott Patient, said, "There are actions we can all take to protect the environment and our peatlands. One option is to look for peat-free alternatives when buying plants or compost for our gardens. There are lots of sustainable alternatives available, so it's a simple but important switch to make for amateur gardeners."